Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our Shots Fired. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name's Marlene Hutter, H-U-T-T-E-R.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It was a little muffled.
Okay, Marie Hutter, H-U-T-T-E-R.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that, Marie. And what can I do for you today?
I think I'm scheduled for service on Monday, the 21st, to get hooked up.
Okay.
But I never got confirmation that they were going to also include my landline phone, and I'm going to ask if I can request it to be delayed another week.
Okay, give me one moment.
I think I have a 1 o'clock on Monday the 21st.
Yes, it does show as Monday the 21st. So you need to delay it one more week?
Yeah, but I also want to confirm that they're going to also include my landline phone, because right now I have Spectrum, and if I cancel Spectrum or cancel a service like the internet, they're going to charge me for everything else. So
So with that being said, I mean, what's it called? You don't want to cancel the Spectrum until after our services are fully installed.
Right. I understand. But I don't know if it's on the work order or...
Well, I do see that you do... you are expecting to have the phone ported.
Okay.
I think, right? It's supposed to be a ported phone where you're keeping your phone number?
I'm keeping my phone number, yeah.
Okay.
For 40-some years. I don't want to change it at this point.
Okay. All right. So we're looking at one more week from the 21st to the 28th.
Yeah, if that's okay.
Okay, let me just go ahead and take a look at the schedule. I'd be more than happy to go ahead and reschedule that for you.
Thank you.
And did you want to keep the same time?
1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. Now, what access do they need when they do this to the residents?
I mean, wherever you're planning, so it'll go, well, they'll do what's called the drop install, which is the cable that connects the outside of your home to the network at the street on a separate day before your installation appointment, which you don't need to be home for. The installation appointment is the one where the tech has to come in to run the fiber line to the modem wherever you want the modem to be.
Okay. I have a lot of stuff in my house right now because I'm trying to clean out my mother's house, and I'm kind of embarrassed.
Oh, no, don't be.
I have a voter for Spectrum in my son's room, but that was just because to give him a stronger signal. But I don't think I really want to keep it in there if I don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely talk to the tech when they get there. Believe me, especially when you lose a family member, things can get hectic and disorganized. We don't even worry about that. I lost my mom in 2020, so I completely understand.
Sorry.
And mind you, I only had like a 2-bedroom house, so everything of hers ended up coming to my place, and I had everything stacked up in my living room for a while. So believe me, it's completely understandable. And then you have figure out where it's going, what's getting put into storage.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a lot of work.
What are you going to give away? I hate to throw everything in the trash, but,
unfortunately my father threw away the one shirt that I really wanted of hers. And I was like, you know what? I'm just taking everything of my mom's. I'll sort it out later when I get to my place.
Yes, that's kind of what I'm going through too.
It was kind of heartbreaking. So I completely understand on that level.
So I could just have it. Now the line goes to my garage where the fuse box is, like right inside the garage. So they would need access to the inside of the garage there, or?
Most likely, depending on, that's the thing. We don't do coaxial, we run fiber. So it's a completely different line, but we typically follow the same way that your current provider, if it's Spectrum, then that's the way that we would normally run it through the same areas, so that we don't have to create any new access points.
I see. So I'm not sure how it gets set up inside.
They can figure it out. They're actually really, really great people, and they're very understanding as well. And they definitely know what they're doing. So when it comes to, figuring out where they're going to run everything, they're going to follow most likely where Spectrum is.
Well, like I said, I have a lot of stuff in here right now, so not that easy to maneuver. I'm going to try to work on it this week and just make it a little easier, but I don't know. I'm just I want a good internet service because I haven't been
Of
real crazy about
course.
Spectrum lately, but did they put it for 1 gig or 2 gig? I don't, because it keeps coming through as 500, and I don't know all the internet technology lingo.
Let me just double check on that.
Because it says 500 MBP, whatever it says. I don't know.
So we are rescheduling for the 28th, right?
Yes.
So at least that's saved.
So you're saying they would probably come next, this coming, or next Friday to do something on the pole, or?
No, so they would come prior to do either pole work to get the line from the pole to the outside of your home.
Okay. Well, there's one right across the street from me.
Let me just make sure this all gets.
Now, I did the authorization, but at the time that was when they had only had the internet. So I don't know when you would pull the money.
What was that?
I said when initially I was supposed to have this done in the beginning of the month, but because of different things,
No.
you
So
had to
you're,
cancel, I had to change.
yeah, no. So your billing cycle doesn't start until you actually have active service.
Okay, but did the authorization, do you see that I put through to auto pay, or can you tell that from my account, or it's not available yet to even see
Yeah,
it?
and just before we go ahead and confirm everything, can you verify your service address, please?
3 Avon, Avon Street
Okay,
in Providence,
perfect.
New York.
And then just in the event that we do get disconnected, what's the best phone number to reach you at, please?
Well, I'm on my cell right now. It's 845-332-2445.
Perfect. Okay, now I can get into your account and take a look. Okay, so I see as far as this goes, it's showing as the 500 megabytes per second.
So it's not 1 gig or 2 gig.
No, it's the 500 megs. Did you want to swap it to the 1 gig?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And then to answer your question about the auto pay is set up.
Okay. All right.
So I can definitely swap it out for the 1 gig.
Okay. And it's still the free installation since I
Yes.
did. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I've got that all set up.
Well, I'm glad I
So now
called.
we have, yeah, no, you're good. So now we have the 1 gig that is on your plan. And then your start of your billing cycle won't happen until the date of actual install.
Okay, for the end
But
of
other
October.
than that, I see everything else is good.
Now, when would I would call Spectrum after everything is set up then? Like,
Yes.
because I'm paid through the 20th, or this Sunday, I guess. So there'll be an overlap, but that's fine.
Yes, and you are getting the $10 discount for the auto pay.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, of course, anytime. Was
Let
there
me
anything else that I could
make,
answer for you?
yeah, the phone, you can't do long distance, right? With your phone
Actually, you
system.
can, you just can't do any international calling.
No
It's nationwide
international
calling,
calling.
so it's unlimited
Okay.
local and long distance.
Now, what about receiving international calls?
I don't
Is that
see an
it?
issue with receiving because the charge wouldn't be to you, it would be to the person placing the call.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, of course.
I think I got it. And I'm sorry.
No,
It's
you're fine.
been
Hey, it's completely understandable, especially when you lose a family member. You feel
yeah, a
overwhelmed,
little
and
disjointed. Yeah,
things can
exactly.
be like, okay, there's too much going on. I need to take a break. And that's
Right.
completely understandable.
Well, thank you. I
Of
appreciate it.
course, anytime.
All right. You have a good weekend.
Oh, you as well, Marie. And thank you
Yeah.
so much for calling Archtop. And if you have any further questions or need to reschedule again, just let us know. Give us a call. We'll
Okay.
be more than happy to help.
All right. Thank you so
Okay.
much. Have a good
Yeah, of course,
weekend.
anytime. You as
You
well.
too.
And
Okay.
good luck.
And thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.